KSRN News, I'm Mary Rose. As it widens military operations, Israel is calling on Gaza City residents facing famine to leave.
Despite the bombardment, many Palestinians say they won't leave. Aid groups warn a large-scale evacuation could worsen the humanitarian crisis, which includes famine. In Jerusalem, widespread protests among Israelis who fear the offensive will endanger hostages. There are 48, 20 of them believed by Israel to be alive. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. immigration officials staged a large-scale raid at a Hyundai facility in Georgia. The factory detained 475 people. The U.S. immigration officials detained those.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War.
This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
Federal health officials say a salmonella outbreak linked to certain home delivery meals from Metabolic Meals has sickened over a dozen people and hospitalized seven in 10 states. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Joffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. Professor Robert Girasi, who studies religion and technology at Knox College, points out that we human beings are deeply, profoundly, inherently religious. This is SRN News. During testimony on Capitol Hill this week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defended the Trump administration's health agenda, including new vaccine policies and the firing of the head of the CDC.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers. They are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
A 13-year-old boy from New Hampshire, his name is Jackson Dinio, headed for the seacoast on an overnight charter so he could wake up early and draw his line in the water. Dinio's bait attracted what could be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record, all 174 pounds of it, almost twice Dinio's size. He's waiting to find out if his catch is a new junior world record. More details at srnnews.com.